Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Now, before we get to Ruth and Naomi, I want to tell you a story about a father and a son. Now, the father and son on a bright and beautiful Saturday morning decided to go down to the kite festival that their community was having. And so they headed down to the park and they got there and the son was just in awe of all the bright and colorful kites that were filling the sky. And he looked at his father and he said, "Please, father, will you buy me a kite so that I can fly with the rest of them?" Of course, the father took him over to the shop that was selling kites and got him a kite and a thread and a roller so he could head out there and fly a kite. And so there the son went, they got everything assembled, and up his kite went. And he kept letting thread out, and the kite kept getting higher and higher, and it reached where the other kites were and even started to go above them, and the son was just glee-filled at this. But after a little while of flying it, he looked at his father, and he said, "Father, my kite is so high up there, but the thread is preventing it from going even higher. Can we please break it free of the thread so that it can fly as high as it wants to?" Now, the father knew what would happen, but he wanted to let his son be in charge of his kite. And so he broke the string for his son, and the son watched as the kite did immediately start going higher, and the smile on his face got big and his eyes got bright as he watched his kite going higher and higher. But then suddenly it lost the wind, and down the kite began to go, further and further until it finally landed on the terrace of a nearby building. And the glee and the cheer in the little boy suddenly turned to heartache and sadness. And he looked at his father and he said, "Father, what happened? I released it from the thread so that it could go higher without being held down." And the father looked at his son and he said, "You thought that the thread was keeping it from going higher. But you are wrong, my son. The thread was allowing it to stay so high. You see, the thread would guide it towards the wind when it would lose it, so it could stay up there in the wind. And without the thread to guide it, it lost the wind and fell." That thread that holds us, that thread that keeps us where we need to be, keeps us in the wind, that keeps us moving. I would use the word out of the Hebrews for that word, for that thread, and that being the word chesed. Chesed in Hebrew means faith, love, commitment. It is a word that is used over and over and over again in the book of Ruth. Chesed between these women. Because what happened between these women? Naomi was from Judah, and she had a husband, and while she was married, a famine came upon the land. But they heard that things were okay over in Moab. So Naomi and her husband moved to Moab so that they could have enough for themselves and not suffer under the famine. And together they had two sons. What a blessing, a double blessing of two sons, making Naomi so happy. But then her husband passes away. But at least she's left with two sons. And these two sons each marry a wife, and they're a complete family once again. And happiness comes back. But within 10 years of each of them marrying their husbands, both of them die as well. And Naomi has had to bury her husband and both her sons. She sees this tragedy. She feels the heartbreak of it. And she looks at her two daughter-in-laws, and with her chesed for them, with her love and faithfulness and commitment for these two daughter-in-laws that she has been blessed with, she, like the son with the kite, decides to break the thread and says, "What's best for you is to stay here in Moab where you are from, where your family is here. So go back to your family and have them care for you. Let them take you in. Let me make them make sure you're okay. Because I'm heading home to Judah. I'm heading home to Bethlehem to my family so they can care for me. And both daughter-in-laws immediately say, no, 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 we want to stay with you. We are family. And she begs them, I have no security for you. I have no guarantee of a future for you. I do not have sons to marry you and care for you. There are no promises that come from me, so please stay here where you know there are those that can care for you. And one daughter-in-law, Orpah, she gives in and she goes back to her family so she can be cared for. But Ruth looks at Naomi. And as the scripture says, has such chesed for Naomi. That what words does she share? And I say these a second time this morning, and I would say these a third and a fourth time if I could, because these are some of the most beautiful words in our scripture. But Ruth the Moabite says to her mother-in-law, she tries to send her back to her biological family. She says, don't urge me to leave you or turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. And where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. She has a biological family there in Moab, but that bond that has been created between her and her mother-in-law, Naomi, is so tight that she says, I'm turning from everything I was. There's my family. There was my God. But now I am so bound to you with love and faithfulness that I want your people to be my people and your God to be my God. And I want to follow you wherever you go. What loyalty she shows. What commitment she shows. To be willing to venture into the unknown, to be willing to go to a foreign land, not knowing what she would find there or how she would be accepted as an outsider. But she goes because Naomi is going, and wherever Naomi is going, she wants to be. The chesed doesn't end there. It speaks about when they get there that Naomi's family has such chesed for Naomi that they get excited about her being back and they celebrate that she's back. When Ruth meets Boaz, Boaz, it says, has chesed for Ruth and cares for her, ensures that the women have enough food when they're gleaning. And when Ruth throws herself at Boaz, treats her with so much respect that we commend him for his actions and his care for her. This is a story about loyalty, commitment, faithfulness, and love. And what do we get at the end of this story? We get Ruth giving birth to Obed. And where out of that line comes but none other than King David. And who's the matriarch of King David's family? Ruth, a Moabite, an outsider. But in that Moabite, in that outsider, the character and core of her was this commitment, loyalty, and love that made it so that she would go to the end of the earth with Naomi because of how connected to her that she was. What a gift that they had with one another. What a gift they gave to one another. And you know this chesed? Do you know where this word is used throughout the rest of the Old Testament? Is it speaks of God and how he feels for us. That God has this deep, devoted love, faithfulness, and commitment to us. That God has this desire to go to the end of the earth to care for us. That God will do anything to not be separated from us, even if that means going to the cross. But where does that leave us? It leaves us as this beautiful kite flying in the air that God has created. It's flying freely and enjoying the heights of the air. But we as human beings, sometimes we get frustrated by that thread. Sometimes we get frustrated feeling like God's pull is not in the direction that we want to go. Feeling like God's tug is not in the way that we want it, or it's not tugging at the right time. There's sometimes we can get frustrated with God. Sometimes when the tragedy upon tragedy after upon tragedy is so much, we think, could God really be there? If God is allowing this to happen, if God is allowing a community that's trying to heal from a shooting within 24 hours to have their community on fire, God, where are you? But God is in that thread. God is right there. He's saying, I can't wrap a bubble around you. I can't put you in this bubble of protection where the world can't hurt you. He says, but when that tragedy comes, when you, like Naomi, are suffering death after death after death and unknown, he says, with my chesed for you, I will guide you through those times. If you will lean into me, if you will follow the direction that I'm guiding you, I will pull you back into the wind that will allow you to soar again. I can see where that wind is. I can see where that strength is that you need. I can see where the light is. I can see the open door. Just lean in to me instead of pushing away from me, instead of thinking you need to cut loose and be better on your own. How do we take a note out of the page from Ruth? How do we look at God and say, God, I'll go to the end of the earth for you. I trust you so deeply. I love you so deeply that I will put everything I have in you and follow you, even if it's the unknown, because I have faith in where you will lead me. And God says, I give you a second gift, because the thread isn't just me. The love, the loyalty, the faithfulness, the commitment, that's not just between you and me. It's not just a thread that goes from here to heaven, but he says it's all around you. God says, I gift you people in your life that can be these threads as well, that I can channel, and they can be ones to guide you and support you. Sometimes we hear those voices around us that are trying to encourage us, that are trying to push us to be who we can be, that are trying to speak reason and truth to us, and sometimes we just don't want to hear it, right? Sometimes they're just not the welcome voices. Sometimes all we hear is the criticism or the negativity, or people aren't happy with us, or people need things with us, and we just want to cut that thread and say, not right now. I love you, but I'm not listening. And God says those threads are there for a reason. That care and support, that chesed that you can have for one another, is there for a reason, so that you can guide one another. So that in those difficult times that you can be there for one another, so that we can be the physical touch that God can't give us himself, so that you can be the words spoken aloud that God wants to say. There is so much chesed in this space. There is so much chesed in this church. It's overwhelming. I see it in how you care for one another. I see it in how you surround one another when somebody is down. And that is such a blessing and It's such a gift. We tend to live in difficult times right now. It's hard to watch the news. It's hard to turn on social media. It's hard to listen to the radio and what's coming through it. But there's hope. There is absolute hope. And that hope comes in a God that loves us to death. And there's hope in the face of the person sitting to our left and sitting to our right. If we will just work to hold on to those threads and allow them to guide us back into the wind. My friends, will you pray with me? God, we thank you for such an incredible story in our history. For a story of two of the most incredible women who have ever lived, that we can look to for inspiration, that we can look to lift us up in our down times. We give you thanks that you are at the heart of that story and that you are at the heart of each one of us. And I just pray that you will help us to hold on to you, that when things seem too hopeless, when things seem too difficult, when the sadness inside of us is just too much, that instead of retreating away from you, that we can lean into you. That we can get deeper into our prayers, that we can get more intentional in the space that we create that's just time for you and us, that we can lean into you with faith, knowing that you are a God that is capable of miracles, and that you are a God who is able to intercede into our lives and to pull us up out of the deepest and darkest of places, and help us to lean on one another, to not believe that we have to be independent, that we don't have to pick ourselves up from our bootstraps, that we don't have to be able to do it all on our own, but that we can actually be stronger instead of weaker when we ask for help and allow others to be the strength that we need. When we allow others to lift us up, when we allow others to be our voice when we cannot speak. For all of these gifts, Lord, we give you our humble and heartfelt thanks. Amen.